I was crying, I was smiling, you know. April was loving on me, licking on me, so I know she was happy.
Hi, dog people. Thank you for coming back to Rescued by a Dog, the podcast about dogs who have actually saved their owners' lives. I'm Laura, host of the podcast and author of the novel Not Just a Dog. Today's episode is sponsored by Operation Good Boy, a veteran-owned and operated, military-grade dog gear and veterinary-formulated supplement company. If you think your pup deserves the highest quality gear, supplements, and treats, check out OperationGoodBoy.com and use the coupon code RescuedByADog10 at checkout for 10% off your order. Now we'll hear from John, whose PTSD following his military service became so severe that he had withdrawn from the world almost completely, until Canines for Warriors stepped in and introduced him to a deep-hearted pup named April.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, John.
That's April.
Hi, April. Can you describe April for people listening since they can't see her?
Yeah, April's a black Labrador retriever. She was born March 3rd, 2018. They got her from a breeder, and they donate litters to Canines for Warriors.
What is Canines for Warriors?
Canines for Warriors is a nonprofit organization that they have a team of folks that go out and rescue dogs from kill shelters, non-kill shelters, rescues. And then they also get some from organizations they've dealt with. And what they do is, if you're a veteran that suffers from PTSD, traumatic brain injury, or military sexual trauma, you can apply. They have an application process. And if you get accepted, you know, they bring you down there, they house you, they feed you for 3 weeks, and they give you the dog, and you work with the dog for 3 weeks, and then they fly you home, and she's your buddy for, you know, the rest of her life.
So if you got her in 2022, and you said she was born in 2018, was she 4 years old when you got her?
Yeah. She has been with the breeder, but that, you know, they only let them go a certain age, and then they say, okay, no more, you can't have no more litters. So then they donated her to Canines. But, you know, my story, I was in the Air Force. I joined from 1983 to 1992. I served in the first Gulf War, Desert Shield, Desert Storm. And I was a victim of sexual assault while I was over there. And, you know, you don't, men didn't report that kind of stuff. You just push it down, push it down, push it down. And, well, pretty much I checked out of life. I, you know, attempted suicide a few times. You know, I wouldn't go nowhere. I wouldn't, you know, if the wife wanted to go shopping, I wouldn't go. If we had family events, I wouldn't go. I couldn't do crowds. I couldn't do, like, at the stores, people coming from different directions. You know, I couldn't keep my eye on everything. And, you know, the depression, I just went down a deep rabbit hole with the depression. It took over my life. And that's why I checked myself into a rehab facility. I actually went to two of them to work on my PTSD, especially the sexual trauma, because it stayed pushed down until one of my groups in the rehab facility, another guy brought up about his, and then, man, mine just bubbled to the surface. And so I went to another 8-week facility, and we just focused on that. So when I, you know, did my 8 weeks, got out of the program, I just intensive search on the internet, and that's how I found Canines for Warriors. I had applied to Canines, got approved. I had a therapist in Parkersburg, West Virginia, that I saw on a weekly basis that helped me get the paperwork all put together and gathered. We submitted it, I got accepted. Well, September of 2022, I get a phone call and was asked, hey, can you be here for the November training class? I can't tell you how overjoyed I was. I never thought, you know, I would get a service dog. So I, you know, said, yeah, I'm there, you know, I'll get a plane ticket. And they said, no, we pay for everything. So, you know, it didn't cost me a penny. They flew me down there. They put me up. They have, you know, places that they put the veterans, like little one room, you know, have your own bathroom kind of thing, like a hotel room. Your second day there, they pair you up with your dog. They take you out to, you know, one, they have seven training yards, and they take you out to one, and one of the warrior ops guys is there. The trainer, like for April, was Cindy Block. She was standing there, and then April was sitting there. Sorry. When I walked in there and saw her, I broke down. We hit it off immediately. You know, when I got to April and I knelt down, you know, she immediately, you know, licked me on the face, and, you know, I was overjoyed. I was ecstatic. So the, you know, the feeling, you know, it ran through my whole body. I mean, I was just like, I actually had to stop and say, is this for real? I can't explain the energy that was flowing through me. I was just, a lot of worries just fell off me. I was crying, I was smiling, you know. April was loving on me, licking on me, so I know she was happy. So yeah, that's probably the happiest moment of my life. Sorry. They take you out front, and I put April in a sit, and I knelt down beside her, and they take a picture. My mother, she said, it's the first time she's seen me smile in a long time. You know, the 3 weeks you're there, the dog stays strapped to you. You know, you have the leash. Wherever you go, the dog goes. But part of the training is they take you to, like, we went our first day, we went to like Ross, the department store. And then we went to Burlington Coat Factory. And then, you know, another day they took you to Target. So, you know, one Home Depot. We went to the movies, because those are all things I never would do. And, you know, so by getting April, it gave me my life back. Because now when I go out, I know April's got my six. My hypervigilance doesn't have to be as bad, because she's the one doing the looking for me. She's not trained for this, but I guess it's our bond. When somebody gets too close, she'll step between, she'll make a barrier. And what it does is, if someone like comes from behind me, April always stays on my left side. There's a command, like if you're at an ATM or whatever, I can put her at look, and she faces the opposite way. But like if you're walking through the store, if somebody got too close, she would swing around to my backside and just stand there. And it would pull, the leash would pull me around to say, hey, somebody's getting too close. So I would either stop and let them pass me, you know, but April's not trained to do that. She just did it. And the other thing, I have nightmares. And she's not really trained to assist with nightmares, but for some reason, I don't know if I'm fidgeting in my sleep or moving or whatever, but when I'm having a nightmare, she'll lay across my chest. And it breaks the nightmare. And then I can focus on her. And kind of come back to reality. And, you know, I can't love her enough. I'll tell you a story. I was in South Carolina visiting my parents. We were at a restaurant, and right outside the restaurant, there was a wreck. A young girl got T-boned in the side. And she was just in pieces. She'd never been in a wreck. She's fairly young, crying. So I told her to sit down, and I put April in a command. It's called make a friend, which at that point she's allowed to go forward and, you know, and the girl got the hug on April and it helped her. So, you know, it's just the love of the dog that helps with anxiety and depression. And, you know, I can say kiss and she'll give me a kiss on my cheek, or, you know what I mean? And all those little things help me get out of whatever I'm going through, you know. One of the things, you know, I was down at my daughter's for Christmas in West Virginia, small coal town. They had a Christmas parade. And, you know, it's the pickup trucks with lights and trailers with lights, kids throwing candy in the street, you know, high school marching band, that kind of thing. And my daughter asked me, hey, do you want to go with Sophia, my granddaughter? And I was like, nah, I can't do the crowds. So she left. And then I got to thinking, dumbass, that's why I have April. So I vested her up and took the truck and parked it, and we walked through the crowd. And I never thought I'd do that. I can go to stores with her now, and I don't hardly have any anxiety or I don't freeze. You know, I've got her beside me. She's the one looking around, kind of doing the scanning. I don't have to do it. And that in itself is a huge relief. You know, we're pretty much in our routine now. I don't cancel doctor's appointments no more. Because of her, I go to them, you know, 7:30 in the morning, she stands up and stares at me. So I know she's got to go outside. And then, you know, we go out 5 or 6 times a day so she can run in the field. You know, we'll walk, take her out, go to the bathroom. She'll do her business, and then she'll start doing zoomies everywhere, you know. And that's when you know she's happy. When people see me now, they just say, look, man, you've changed. So it makes me feel good, you know. Every time she gets up, she does this stretching routine. And it reminds me of like somebody in yoga class. Because, you know, she'll stretch way forward, you know, with her butt in the air. I guess that's, you know, what do they call that in yoga?
Down dog.
Yeah, that's it. And then she'll reverse it the other way and do a big stretch that way. And it's just funny because to me, it reminds me of, man, you've had yoga training. Warms my heart, you know, because I know she's comfortable. And that's what makes me feel good.
If April could understand human English, what would you like to say to her?
That I love her, and I greatly appreciate her giving me my life back, and that nothing will ever happen to her. That, you know, she makes me feel like I'm in a safe place. Canines for Warriors is amazing. I'll be honest, they saved my life.